reflect, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the silsila Reflect to Succeed. And mashallah, today we do have a very beautiful, interesting topic of discussion, and that is regarding why don't we change? So yes, we are going to be diving into this topic of discussion, discussing various different aspects. You know, what are the obstacles in us not changing for the better? What are those things that prevent us from changing for the better, and how we can eliminate it, inshallah? But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that individual who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me in this world. So let us all collectively, with full of loves and salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, it is through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and most definitely, most certainly through the sadqa, wasila and medium of his beloved habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you and I, we have yet another beautiful day, another beautiful opportunity, another beautiful privilege for us to spend in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We open our eyes this morning through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We inhale, we exhale through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We go to work, we eat, we drink water, we come back home safe and sound, all through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And upon that, we say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon every single state, circumstances that I may be in. So yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, we are discussing why don't we change. And this is very, very important for you and I. And we all want to do better, we all want to improve ourselves, but for that, a change is required. And change doesn't just mean that you sit there and you make dua expecting to be changed without doing anything. No, effort is what is required. You got to put in that effort. Now, the Holy Quran teaches us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change a nation until they change themselves. So, if we want change, if we want change to happen, it starts from within us. It starts from ourselves, not from anybody else. It starts from you. You gotta take that first step. You gotta put in that effort to change for the better. And then you would see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes you for the better, improves your lifestyle for the better. And change is something that, you know, each and every one of us, we need it in our daily life. Every day we need a change. But why is it that sometimes we don't change? And there are, of course, many, many reasons to that. But sometimes it happens where a person, instead of focusing on themselves, they would focus on other people. They would focus on the lives of other people. And they would use all of their time, all of their energy to look at other people, to point out the mistakes, to take out the faults and say that this person is like this, that person is like that. While themselves, they have 100 faults within them, but they don't see it, they don't realize it. And due to this, they can't change their ways. They can't change themselves because they are too busy imagining themselves to be perfect and going around town finding faults in others. Is that really going to help us change? No, it's not. So instead of, you know, going around looking for faults in others, mistakes in others, we rather use that time, use that energy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you to look at the flaws within yourself, to take a self-introspection and say that, you know what, I got this wrong, I got that wrong, perhaps I'm lazy, perhaps I don't have time management, I don't have anger management, I'm like this, I'm like that. That is very, very good actually. Because you are dissecting yourself, not physically, of course, but with the attributes, the kind of qualities and characteristics and traits that you have within you, you are dissecting that one by one and you are attending to it. Otherwise, if you just leave it there, it's going to grow and grow and it's going to become worse. So instead of leaving it for such a long time, it's better and it's wiser to start now. You know, for as long as you are breathing, it's never too late. You still have time with you. You know, some people may think that I don't have time anymore. My youth days are gone. My young days are gone. And I have reached old age. I'd rather just be the way I am and not change anything within myself. How can that be when you are still breathing? You're still inhaling. You're still exhaling. That means you still have time. It is never ever too late to bring about a change. And you'd be surprised, you know, by you changing yourself, others around you, by seeing you, you'll become an example to them. You'll become a role model to them. Then they would want to change their life for the better. When that happens, you would see society becoming a much better, peaceful place. But it all starts with change. And we need to make this change, dear viewers of Madinah Nation. If we want our world to be better, if we want the affairs of our qabr and the affairs of the hereafter to be better, to be successful for each and every one of us, then we need to bring about a change. Look for the faults within you. Look for what you are lacking, where you can improve. And you can do this practically, you know, I mean, if you look within yourself and see and find out that, you know what, I have not been reciting Quran for a very, very long time. I think it's about time that I start at least with 3 verses of the Holy Quran. Make some start somewhere. Don't wait for the change to happen on a big night. Don't wait for the change to happen on 15th of Sha'ban or 27th night of Ramadan or etc., etc. No. The time to change, it starts right now as we speak. That is when we need to change. And you look at yourself that, okay, today I'm going to recite 3 verses of the Holy Quran. Today I've only been maybe reciting Durood Sharif once upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will recite 100 salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like that, we can make changes in our life. If we are waking up late, we can go to bed early, we can wake up early, nice and fresh, and we have a beautiful day ahead of us. And one way of doing that, of inculcating discipline in ourselves, is by making your beds. A person who wakes up in the morning and makes their beds, they are quite disciplined in life. And this is something that, you know, we can teach and instill in our children as well, for them to make the bed every morning that they wake up, because it instills discipline in them. It's not just about making the bed. It's not just about that. There's a way deeper psychology in it. And like I said, it instills in discipline. So change is something that's very, very beautiful, the views of Madinah. Some people are actually afraid of change. They don't want to change because they are so comfortable in their comfort zone that they feel if they have to change, then life would become very, very difficult. Life would become so hard and tough and I wouldn't be able to cope. I'd rather stay where I am. I'm comfortable and I'm okay. I don't need to really change. how will the person improve in life? No person can remain stagnant. By a person remaining stagnant, it affects their mental health, their physical health, and their overall well-being. It affects them in so many different ways that a person wouldn't be able to make correct decisions. A person wouldn't be able to use critical thinking, creative thinking. A person wouldn't be able to do all of this because they want to remain stagnant in one place, in their comfort zone, and not make the change to do better, to do something different, to bring about a change of positivity within their life. And as you know that we are in this dunya, is going to come to an end. Our life, as we know it, is going to come to an end. So we have to understand it in this way, that the world is a field for the hereafter. Whatever a person sows in this world, they are going to reap it. We all are going to reap it on the day of Qiyamah. And if we don't make the change now, what will become of us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you and I the time. Time is valuable. Time is precious. Time is priceless. Time is wealth. As they say, time is money. And time is something that you can't really buy. Right? Once time is gone, it's gone. That time is not coming back. And you and I, we have the time right now to change for the better. Now, one may ask, okay, I want to change, but what are the obstacles to self-reformation? For this, there are many obstacles, but mainly fleeting hopes, long hopes a person has. Lack of self-accountability, not reviewing one's actions. And three, bad company. Now, long hopes, fleeting hopes. Once a person has long hopes, you think they're going to change? No, they're not going to change because they have these so long hopes as if they are going to be living forever. There was a king in Basra. He renounced his throne. He took on a life of piety, only to return later to this dunya, to the pleasures and the luxuries of this world. So he ended up building big palaces, beautiful luxury, grand palaces with lovely designs, etc. Even a lovely guest room, lavish, filled with food and decorations. And he would invite people to come and, have a tour of his grand palace. And the people, they would praise it. And for a long time, the king, he indulged in these pleasures, completely engrossed in luxury and distracted by long hopes, right? One day, he gathered his closest ministers and advisors. And he said, you see my happiness and peace in this magnificent palace. And then he said that I plan to build similar palaces for all of my sons. So he told them that, stay with me for a few days, enjoy yourselves and advise me on constructing these grand palaces. Now, late one night, while the king and his friends were busy entertaining themselves, a mysterious voice, it echoed through the palace. And basically, in a nutshell, this voice was saying that, oh, you who forgot his death, you build palaces instead. And voice said that leave your unrealistic hopes because death is already decreed. Whether people laugh or make others laugh, death is destined for them. And he stands before those who have long hopes. Do not build homes where you will not dwell in forever. Engage in acts of worship so your sins may be forgiven. Now this unseen voice, it struck fear into the hearts of everyone present. The king asked his friends, did you hear the same voice I did? They said, yes, we heard it too. The king continued, did you feel what I feel in my heart? They asked, what are you feeling? The king said, that I feel a heavy burden, as if this is a message of my death. Now they tried to comfort him by saying that, don't worry, may you live long and your honor increase, etc., etc. However, this unseen voice, it shattered the king's long hopes. So he began to see his luxurious plans as trivial, and concern for the hereafter overwhelmed him. The fear of, you know, worldly desires in his heart was extinguished. Resolute in repentance, he turned to Allah Ta'ala and said, Ya Allah, I testify before you and your servants here that I turn to you. I repent sincerely for all of my sins and transgressions. If you allow me to live in this world longer, let me remain steadfast on the path of obedience. If you summon me to yourself through death, grant me your mercy and forgive my sins by your grace. As the king made this dua, his pain intensified and he began repeating, by Allah, this is death, by Allah, this is death. And these words remained on his tongue until his soul departed. Allahu Akbar. So we can see, dear viewers of Madani Channel, how detrimental it is to have long hopes, because it obstructs us in changing our ways. We become so delusional, we become so engrossed in it that a person does not want to change. And by long hopes, what are long hopes? What is meant by this? No, fleeting or unrealistic hopes, they refer to wasting precious moments of life in pursuit of things that are very difficult to attain. While forming aspirations and expectations to achieve them, remember that these are a weapon of shaitan. In Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it's mentioned that shaitan plants the thought of living a long life in a person's heart and mind, keeping him heedless of death. And this long hope persists until the moment arrives when death ensnares him in its painful grip. And that time, regret is futile. One is then compelled to face the consequences of his actions. So that was the first cause, long hopes, fleeting hopes. We go on to the second cause, and that is lack of self-accountability. This is, you know, it's the reason that obstructs our self-reformation and prevents us from changing for the better, is the absence of self-accountability. This is when we review and evaluate our actions. Unfortunately, we seldom assess ourselves or reflect upon our actions. This lack of self-accountability renders a person heedless of the hereafter and distance him from good deeds. You know, a person who engages in self-accountability regularly and assesses his actions begins to love goodness and strives to avoid sins. The thought of death, it remains ever present in his mind, and the fear of Allah becomes deeply ingrained in his heart. You know, Abu Bakr al-Kattani rahimahullah, he states that there was a man who regularly held himself accountable for his mistakes and sins. One day he calculated the number of years he had lived, which totaled to 60. Then he calculated the days, which amounted to 21,500 days. And upon realizing this, he cried and he fell unconscious. When he regained consciousness, he said that if I committed even one sin each day, I would present myself before Allah with 21,500 sins. What will happen to those sins which I cannot even count? He says, I have ruined my hereafter while prospering in this worldly life and consistently disobeyed my Rabb. I dislike transitioning from prosperity to ruin in this world. So how will I face reckoning on the day of Qiyamah without deeds and rewards? How will I endure punishment? He then cried out again. He fell down to the ground and he passed away. And upon checking, it was found that his soul had departed. Allahu Akbar. Now look at how they would take self-accountability. We need to ask ourselves, when was the last time we took self-accountability of ourselves? When was the last time? You know, a businessman conducts daily, monthly, and yearly evaluation of his business, reflecting on areas for improvement, rectifying shortcomings, eliminating obstacles to profitability. Without such scrutiny, not only would he fail to achieve success, but he may even face significant losses. If they continue to neglect their shortcomings, they risk losing their entire capital and falling into bankruptcy. Now, similarly, a person seeking ultimate benefit in the hereafter must evaluate his actions. He should focus on the deeds that bring spiritual benefit and abandon those that hinder progress. A person who continuously practices self-accountability will, with the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, achieve success and an entry into Jannah. Now, Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam, he would strike his feet with a whip at night. And he would say to himself that, tell me, what deeds have you performed today? Allahu Akbar. I mean, he was guaranteed Jannah now whilst living in this world. He was a companion, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is Amir al-Mu'mineen, the second Khalifa of Islam. Yet, he is taking self-accountability of himself. And then you get us, who think we are all it, that we don't need to take self-accountability of ourselves. And this is important, viewers of Madani Channel, that if we want success, if we want to better ourselves, one of the ways of doing that is to take self-accountability. In that we can evaluate, we can assess, okay, I'm going wrong here, I'm going wrong there. And by doing that, we can rectify that and improve ourselves for the better. But it all starts within ourselves. We have to put in that effort. We have to take the first step. And then everything else will fall into place, inshallah. So remember, long hopes, an obstruction, an obstacle, and lack of self-accountability, another obstacle in our way of changing for the better. Now we go on to the next cause. You know, you may have heard the saying that it is better to be alone than in bad company. And today, one of the major reasons for the increase in sins and the lack of concern for self-reformation, disinterest in good deeds, and neglect of the reality of death is the influence of bad friends, bad company. Now, when we associate with such people who neither care about their own afterlife nor that of others, we too will gradually adopt their behavior. And consequently, we become heedless of our self-reformation and waste our precious moments on futile activities. Remember, bad company leads to ruin, opening doors to calamities, misfortunes, and hardships. But bad company can also distance a person from their salah, drag a person into the swamp of sins, deprive people of serving their parents, cause harm to others and lead to quarrels, be a reason for violence and murder, tempt one into theft, robbery, looting, and other unlawful activities, push one into addiction, encourage earning unlawful wealth and bad company. It hardens the heart. Reflect on the disasters and calamities, earthquakes, floods that have caused countless deaths around us. Despite these wake-up calls, our hearts remain hard, unaffected even by the tremors of the earth. These events carry a message for us, for those who lost their lives, that all people who comment on our deaths, learn from us with eyes of wisdom, because soon you too will drink from the cup of death, taste its bitterness and pass through its door. Why are you caught in such delusions? Wake up while there is still time. This is a message that they give to you and I, but we fail to take heed due to bad company. And so we feel the tremors of an earthquake, we rush out of our homes to safety. But have we ever reflected on this? That we out of fear of the quake, take sincere steps of repentance and head towards the masjid for salah? Did we increase our recitation of the Holy Quran? Did we genuinely repent for our sins? So it's important that we stay away from bad company, because bad company, it will pull a person into the darkness of sins and negativity. No one can say that they can't get affected by bad company. You know, there was once a child. The child was good, but his company was not good. So his father told him that, you know what, son, stay away from this type of companies. He said, don't worry, my father. I'm good. Nothing will happen to me. I'm okay. The father, he left him. So he wanted to show him practically an example of the effects of bad company. So he got in some tomatoes, right? And it was in a bag, and he left it there. In the tomatoes, there was one that was rotten. So the son saw this. He went to the father, informed the father. The father said, no, don't worry about it. Leave it overnight. It's okay. Just leave it. It's fine. Don't worry about it. The rest are okay. No problem. Only one is bad. It's okay. So the son left it. The next day, father brought that bag of tomatoes to the son and opened it up. And now, all of the tomatoes, they all got rotten because of the one tomato that was rotten. And then the father told the son that, now do you understand what I was trying to say to you? That bad, the effects of bad company, it eventually and gradually will rub off on you. And the son, he understood this. So like that, dearies of Madinah Inshallah, we need to understand that these three main causes, long hopes, lack of self-accountability, and bad company, it is an obstacle in our way to change, for us changing for the better. It is an obstacle in our way. So we need to refrain from all of this and look into the more positive side of life. You know, bad company is filled with negativity. And I'm sure you and I, we don't like to be around negativity. We want to be surrounded by positivity. You may have goals in life. You may have ambitions in life. And if your company is bad, they're not going to let you achieve that, because they're going to be interested in taking you out, going out, having fun, going to the casino, to the clubs, etc., to have a good time, as they so call it. But what is happening in the process? Due to that, you can't concentrate on your studies. Due to that, you can't wake up early in the morning because you're partying all night because of the type of company that you're keeping. And now you see how you cannot achieve your goals and ambitions because of the bad company that a person keeps. So if you want change, if we want change, then we need to abstain and remove long hopes. We need to remove this lack of self-accountability, and we need to remove bad company from our life. You do this, and you would see, inshallah, sooner or later, gradually, yes, it wouldn't be an easy transition to make change. It's not easy, it is difficult, yes, but it's not impossible. It is something that is possible, it can be done. It just takes you to make that effort, to put in that step, consistency, and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, I'm changing for your pleasure. Ya Allah, I'm changing for the better, to please you, not for anybody else. I don't want to please this person and that person. I'm changing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you do that, then you would see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes your entire life for the better, inshallah. So always remember, the views of Madani Channel, for as long as you are breathing, for as long as you are blinking, there is always time, and it is never ever too late. And change, it does not start in 1 week's time. It doesn't start the next day. It doesn't start in 1 month's time or in 1 year's time. Change begins now, and change starts now at this very current moment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability that we change for the better for His sake. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reflect, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.